USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A big raid overnight in Los Angeles. Federal agents found computer servers used by one of the world's largest ransomware gangs known as Hive.
Last night, pursuant to court order, we seized those servers.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the gang's victims included hospitals, schools, and corporations whose IT systems were disabled and then held for ransom.
In its first year of operation, Hive extorted over $100 million in ransom payments from its victims.
No arrests, but Garland says the FBI and European law enforcement agencies continue to look for those behind Hive. Russia has unleashed a new barrage of missile attacks on Ukraine a day after the U.S. and most NATO countries agreed to send new tanks to Ukraine. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Jack Jacobs says this is SOP for Russia.
Putin's diplomacy by missiles and rockets, their immediate response to anything, even losses on the ground, for Russia is to send missiles and bombard civilian areas.
Jacobs also says it will be months before the U.S. Abrams tanks make it to Ukraine for battles this spring and summer. California Congressman Adam Schiff, currently battling for his old seat on the House Intelligence Committee, wants a new job. On Twitter this morning, Schiff announced that he's running for the Senate. The economy of the USA grew by nearly 3% at the end of last year, slightly more than experts had predicted for the GDP. The tech industry is shedding more jobs. Europe's largest software company, SAP, is slashing 2,800 positions. IBM says it will let go 3,900 workers. A new lawsuit contends some bottles of Fireball cinnamon whiskey contain no whiskey. The plaintiff says the 3-ounce sampler bottles with the Fireball labels are actually filled with malt liquor, meant to taste like the whiskey contained in the larger bottles. This is USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The NFL's conference championship games are Sunday. The Chiefs host the Bengals. The Eagles host the 49ers. The winners play in Super Bowl 57. A lot of fans who won't be at the games might be in Las Vegas placing bets. This year they have more alternatives than ever as nearly 40 states have legalized sports betting. In Texas, there's no sports betting and almost no casinos. Some state lawmakers want to change that, and they may use a new survey from the University of Houston to help make their case. It says most in the Lone Star State want casinos.
80% of Texas Democrats and 72% of Texas Republicans.
Study author Mark Jones says that's how many people favor legalizing casinos.
Men, women, people in rural areas, people in urban areas, everyone supports casino gambling. It never drops below 2/3 support.
Jones also says the group historically opposed to casinos, evangelical Christians, have generally come around. It'll take a constitutional amendment to legalize casinos in Texas, and that requires a 2/3 approval in both bodies of the state legislature. The Transportation Department's ramping up an investigation of Southwest Airlines and the holiday storm travel meltdown. A key question, has Southwest scheduled more flights than it can routinely handle? That would be considered an unfair and deceptive trade practice. If you fly Alaska Airlines, you won't be getting your cocktail or Diet Coke in a plastic cup anymore. Alaska's switching to paper cups, thereby saving about 2 million pounds of plastic from landfills. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.